Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. As you know, we are continuing our conversations with people all over the globe on various topics. And today we're going to be talking about connecting with other people. It seems to be such an important part of our lives, even more so today than even just a couple of weeks ago. With me on our newsmaker line is Ginger Johnson, not a stranger to the Business News Hour. And it's always, always tremendous to have you with us. Ginger, hello.
Michael, stranger than some, but I keep the best friends. So thanks. It's good to be back.
It is. You know, when I dialed your number today, it just brought a smile to my face that I'm calling way out west, and you're still hanging on to that 515 phone number.
Yeah, and it made me smile this morning, too, because I thought, how long have I known Michael? I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's a long
time.
We're
well into our teenage years here, my friend.
Yeah, I think so. So tell us, where are you hanging out at? Where's your base of operations for your worldwide headquarters?
Sure. The World HQ is in Talent, Oregon. It's a town of about 8,000 intrepid souls in Southern Oregon, close to the California border. So I encourage anybody to come visit when it's wise to do so.
And your business has evolved over the years. You were the beer woman. You were the beer woman forever. And now you've metamorphosized into a connector, how to connect and why it's important. So let's talk about that. What are you doing these days?
What am I doing these days? You know that feeling, Michael, when you can reach out to people, take us for example, and know that the person who picks up the phone, the person who greets you at the door, the person who responds to your email is somebody who genuinely wants to hear from you. That's a connection. There's a real relationship of some sort. There's no grading relationships necessarily, but there's a relationship, and that human connection piece is incredibly powerful. It's something we all crave. And I realized that when I was turning my super tanker, as I call it, not going to do that thing anymore, what am I going to do? That human connection was completely my thing, my jam, and I'd been doing it forever. So it was a big, great, wonderful wake-up call of shift.
When we talk about connecting, and you know, you are very much an extrovert. I don't think you perhaps meet a stranger ever, and I tend to be mostly the same. People make up everything that I do. Are there some rules or are there some suggestions that you might have for people who feel a little bit awkward about the connection process?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are. And I'm so glad you brought this up. Here's the juice, as I call it, Michael. Here's the real lesson in this. Your vert status is irrelevant to your skills development. Here's what I mean. That is one of the most common comments I get. Ginger.
Say that again.
Your vert status has nothing to do with your skills development.
Interesting. Okay.
If you want to learn how to do something, you're going to learn how to do something. Think of connecting as skills, because that's what it is. It's skills-based. I even have it in my book, The Connectivity Canon. Anyone who wants to learn how to connect can. It's just like skiing or hosting a radio show or stuffing sausage. It doesn't matter what it is. If you want to learn how to do something, your vert status is not relevant. And in fact, sometimes people use that as a crutch. We're backing out the door before we go all the way in and they hold their hands up. You know, we've all done this. We hold our hands up and it's this nonverbal protestation of, no, I'm not going to learn. I'm not willing. It has nothing to do with ready or comfort. Mm. It has to do with being willing to learn the skills. And so, yes, I don't look at my vert status. You can call me whatever you want, but what I'm focused on is really, wow, there are so many remarkable people in this world. What are they doing? How are they doing it? Who are they? Way more than what do they do? That's what connection is about. It's finding the common ground that we all have. We will always have more common ground than we won't. One silly example, yet it's so true, Michael, I use when I teach workshops is when people say, oh, I don't know what to talk to my coworkers about, which is very real for a lot of people. I'm not poo-pooing any of this. My response is, hang on a second. Do they have teeth? Do you have teeth? Yes, we both have teeth. Let's start there. It seems silly, but we stop ourselves from even trying before we make that attempt where, again, skills-based, if you focus on one at a time, which is absolutely part of a connector's agenda, it's one at a time, it's not many, it's one-to-one, and then you go from there.
Mm. And do men and women connect differently?
That's a great question. I would imagine since we're all very different people, we all connect differently. So I haven't dug into the gender. Because we've known each other for some time, Michael, we actually met when I had my Snap Creative Works business, or
yes,
maybe even my pillow company. So I've gone through a few iterations. And one thing I've learned is that any demographic measurement, mm-hmm, to me is less relevant than what your intention is.
Hmm.
So I don't use gender as a crutch. I don't look at income. I don't look at socioeconomic. I don't look at any of that stuff because when it boils down, like right now, perfect reflection of, hey, we're all in this together.
Right, right. Our guest is Ginger Johnson. Ginger Johnson, Inc. is her business, and she's in Oregon. And we're talking about the science of the business, if you will, of connecting. What is it that... When people, you know, and we see this all the time, pre-COVID-19, where you have these networking events and connections and people are gathering together in halls or bars or wherever it happens to be, and the business is really about making connections with other people. Then you've got a stack of business cards and you walk into the room and, yeah, you know where I'm going with this, right?
I totally know. Yeah. Go ahead.
Why do most of those adventures, in my opinion, why do they fail?
Mm-hmm. I love that you asked this question. When I'm in front of a groups and we're in the learning mode, I will raise my hand and say, who loves networking events? And almost never... I know that's a bad grammar, but almost never does somebody raise their hand. And here's why. Where you're going with that is we go to the thing, we think we should, we think we have to. That's another chapter in my book, like, let's get rid of the shoulds and the have to. Don't beat yourself up, one at a time. And we go, and the thing is, Michael, is that there's an expectation around certain elements of our life. Sex, email etiquette, driving, networking, connecting. Yet we're rarely taught. We don't have strong models. It's not curriculum. But here's the deal. This is why people are so drawn to want to network, yet don't necessarily crave the, like Dan Ping says, the bad aftershaves and watered-down cocktails. What's going on is we're putting ourselves into a very artificial scenario. It's a speed dating for business. It's a move, 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 force, 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 push, push, push. When we back that up and we say, if we want to build a network is a noun in my world. A network is a noun. It's not something you do. Connecting is what you want to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good. Yeah, pour that on me.
Right.
I want to connect with somebody. I don't want to feel like I have to network, but I get to connect.
Mm.
There's a big difference,
yes,
in the mindset. And the seven elements of connection and connectivity that I cover in my book, again, the framework is on my website. I go through all the steps. The listeners are very welcome to go on to my blog. I've got loads there. I talk about why is first, mindset is second. Unless we set our mind to the intention of meeting one person at a time, then we're going to get into that card shove mode and think it's all about quantity when,
yeah,
that's never what human connection is about.
Never what it's about. And you know,
never.
And I enjoy going to networking functions, but I'm not a speed networker. In other words, what I enjoy doing is saying, okay, I want to meet and get to know three people in this room whom I have never connected with before.
Yes, you have the connector's mindset, though, Michael. You don't have the networker's mindset. You have the connector's mindset. I do the same damn thing, brother. Yes, if you're going to go somewhere, I totally cut you off, but this is such a good point. If you're going to go somewhere, first of all, be really sure on why you're going.
Yes.
How does it fit your purpose, your vision, your mission? How does it fit how you serve the world? Boom. If you can answer that and that fits, go. If it doesn't, give yourself the permission to say, you know, I'm going to work in my garden instead because that's going to be more gratifying. That's where my head is. And I'm not going to find the value because I'm setting myself up to not want to engage. Don't do that to yourself, and sure as hell don't do that to other people, because you're just setting them at a disadvantage. If you decide to go somewhere and you're relatively certain, obviously you're not in charge of everybody who shows up, but you think that it's going to be a good place to show up, know why you're going, have a goal. That is something I absolutely coach. You're ahead of the curve in so many ways, Michael. Pick a number, one person, two people, three people. Keep it low, because if you meet one person, even in a room full of 100, and it's a connection,
yes,
not a network, oh my God, that can change your world, right?
Yes, absolutely. And
yeah.
Oh boy. we probably shouldn't really have this conversation because apparently think too much alike. But if it is difficult for people to get the steps in which to get there, open-ended questions,
yes,
you know, those types of things that create conversation rather than networking. Yes?
Yes, yes, yes. And that is part of my framework. But see, when I started turning my super tanker, I mean, you know me well enough to know that you and I, people like you and I, and anybody can be like you and I, by the way, if you want to meet people, we have this methodology. We have this practice that we've developed. We've honed, and we continue to practice, by the way. You never reach mastery. You can aim towards it, but you never attain it. And people would say, Ginger, you're so good at how do you know so many people? You're so good walking into a room. You always seem so confident. I'm like, gosh, I wish I could do that.
Uh-huh.
And I really started listening to that, Michael, because I thought, it's easy for me. Why is it easy for me? And where did that come from? And that's why I wrote the book when I decided to put my stake in the ground for connectivity, because people were telling me, this is huge business juice. If you are wondering about your business, if people are in earnest, genuinely hungry for something that you are good at, take a look at that. That's when I realized that was a huge part of my, oh my gosh, yes, this is the right thing moment. And it's been absolutely the right thing. People wanted to explode the view of how to actually meet somebody. How do I walk into a room of one person or 10 people or 100 people or whatever it is down the block in the post office, at Hy-Vee, wherever it is? How do I do that and not freak out? How do I do that and be okay with that? And again, it's not about comfort. It's not about readiness. It's about willingness and skills. So when I teach in my workshops, from the stage, coaching, those things, I help people learn how to, and I've broken it up, and I'll be happy to send you something that you can give your listeners the direct format, if that would be useful. Again, it's on my blog, gingerjohnson.com. But there are 5 tactical steps in meeting people. And so when we break anything down, we feel like, oh, okay, that's how I do the thing. All right, now I can better go after this and get into it.
Ginger Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And we will, of course, have links to her website up on our radio blog. Today, in face of what we are all experiencing all across the globe, and one of the neat things about this particular newscast is that we are listened to all over the globe. And I was just on the phone just before I visited with you with a friend from Germany, and we were talking about connection, and we were talking about how people there in his community near Hamburg, how they are reacting to COVID-19 and self-isolation and all of these things. Even today, I'm hearing from people, and this is very curious, Ginger. When I was making phone calls to various individuals 3 weeks ago, the conversations tended to be much shorter. What I'm finding is today, people wish to linger a bit in conversation because they're not having it outside of the walls of their home or office.
Yes, it's very observant of you, Michael. We are social creatures. We know this. so when we are encumbered, when we are limited, when we are restricted in our activity to interact with people, whether you're a wallflower or you're dancing on the table, there is a shift, and that hunger changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to feel left behind. We want to still feel like we belong. We want to make sure that our tribe will still be there when we return. There's an epidemic of loneliness and disconnect, Michael, in this world, according to the American Psychological Association. I would believe it. And here is the wonderful news about that, which sounds completely counter. The wonderful news about that is anytime, and especially right now, is a great time to reverse that trend.
Huh.
This is exactly what I taught to yesterday on Connecting Juice, my monthly membership, which I know you are aware of. I gave the attendees, the virtual attendees, a bunch of ways, a dozen ways to stay connected right now and always to make sure that they can not just feed that hunger so we can feel connected. Because our world is so small, yet so large, and so technologically connected. It's not the same as human connection. We can certainly self-isolate by choice, even when we don't have to, yet we still want to feel like we, quote, stay in touch, to use the old Ma Bell line. You know, we still want to reach out and touch somebody. We still want to feel like somebody cares about us. We still want to feel like we have value, that we matter, and that combats the feelings of loneliness and disconnect. And we can create really unique communities. Right now, I'm super stoked about this. I'm not stoked about my heart goes out to the people suffering.
Yes.
And you know, I hope that everybody listening stays healthy and turn it around. Shift your mindset from fear and unknown to, wow, this is what I can do right now.
Mm.
And that's powerful.
That is powerful. That is powerful. A final question for you. How wise is it? How interesting and wise is it for individuals to break out of their preferred comfort zone of connections and expand that into people who may or may not think, act, talk, and commune like you do?
Michael, what happens if we have a whole room full of people who think the same?
Right. It's pretty boring, isn't it?
Right. It's pretty boring. It's unstimulating. It's unproductive. You know, we need robust debate. You know this. And you're listening. Everybody listening, I hope that that's a full yes, because without robust debate that is respectful, we're never going to make progress. So I encourage people to find new connections. In fact, that was one of the points I gave yesterday on the Connecting Juice, the monthly membership, the virtual monthly membership. I said, reach out. Now's a great time to do a little looking around online. The world is online right now. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine the servers. But the world is online right now, so take advantage in the best possible ways. Investigate what interesting work is being done and by whom, and reach out to them. Make a connection and let them know that, hey, Michael Libby, you're doing really interesting work. I would like to learn more. Let's connect here on LinkedIn. Give personal invites. Make it personal.
Yeah.
And you will find that there are people all over the globe. We know this. We're funny creatures, and we're the same damn creature no matter where, what continent we're on, no matter what, you know, color our clothes are. It doesn't matter. We're still the same, and we still crave connection. We do it in different ways, and there's all kinds of extenuating circumstances around that. At the same time, we all come out the same. We're all capable of the same. And so finding new connections, new people you're interested in, now is a great time to build real relationships.
Excellent. Excellent. Ginger Johnson.
Standing, darling.
Yeah.
Michael, you ask such great questions.
Well, you know, I've been doing this a long time. So.
Well, you still do then. Good job for staying
Thank
at
you.
It.
Thank you. Well, you know, what else are you going to do, right? I think that when one has, and I don't know if this is natural or unnatural, but when you have an innate curiosity about almost everything, just fuels this, I think. So who knows? I don't know.
Yes, yes. Connectors are curious. They are interested, and they are service mindset, just like you, Michael. Thank you for such a wonderful program. I'm not saying that to butter your bread. I'm saying that because I appreciate what you do, my friend.
Well, you're good people, and thank you for taking the time. Ginger Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again, Ginger.
Anytime, Michael. Take care. Keep connecting.
Once again, that was Ginger Johnson from her headquarters in Oregon. And we will have links to Ginger's website up on our radio blog so that you can learn more about the art of connecting and perhaps connect with Ginger yourself. What a great conversation. That about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Ginger Johnson, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.